Hey yo, Slim Shady, know what I'm saying? And when I'm podcast playing, I put on the VGC podcast, know what I'm saying? I'm a rap god, there's some pod gods, Marshall Mathers. Hey yo, know what I'm saying? Hey yo, Dre, turn me up on the motherfucking headphones. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk that they got something to say, but nothing comes out with a mood delicious. It's a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like the VGC ain't great. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk that they got something to say, but nothing comes out with a mood delicious. It's a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like the VGC ain't great.
This Dr. Dre in full effect. I never slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. The VGC podcast is on a mission. Other shows think they're the king, but the ace is back. Ready for attack.
It's up to me, yeah. Come on, fuck, stop coming up to me with your hands out, looking up to me like you want something free. When the last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me. Well, now that I got little company, everybody wanna come to me like with some disease, but you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of...
You're listening to the Video Game Connection.
The Video Game Connection Podcast. We smoking that indo. We play PS5 and Xbox, but never Nintendo. Dropping all the news and info with special intros. We got that dope shit, that's what you info.
Yeah, that's right. The fucking Video Game Connection Podcast, the VGC. And coming live on a fucking Thursday night, because of football on Sunday. We got my co-host, man, Ivo Box. What's up, brother? How's it going, man?
Good, man. It's going good.
And then coming from the Rational Rage Network, the host of Wrestling with Wrestling. Wrestling with Wrestling? It's SVS. What's up, brother? How's it going, man?
Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it. Doing real good. Yeah, excited to talk some video games.
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to talk some video games. We're big fucking huge gamers. Me and Ivan. We go fucking way back since Modern Warfare 2 on the Xbox 360, Ivan.
Yeah, I think that's when it all started, man.
Yeah, that's when it all fucking started, man. And you know what? Just a little... Me and him have been such gamers. We've been listening to gaming podcasts since forever. Me, since like 2008, no joke. I've been listening to gaming podcasts since 2008. Fucking, who knew, Ivan? We do our own show, bro.
Yeah. Trip out, man.
Yeah, it's a trip, right? Anyways, man. So, you know what? That was that. You know what? Let's just fucking jump right into it. Let's jump right into it with... Oh, fuck. Let's lower the... Raise the volume on that motherfucker. Here it is! News
and
with
now,
Ivan!
Here's the news with Ivan. Right. You know you love it.
Oh! Oh! What's in the news, Ivan?
Alright, so... The Xbox Elite Controller. I know we talked about a little bit on the last episode, I believe. So there's a price point on the controller now for the Xbox Elite controller. It's $129. But the catch is you have to buy the paddle triggers and the joysticks, all the things you can substitute out for an extra $60. So there's also, with that controller, it's going to be included in the Xbox Design Lab, so you can customize the color that you want. Is this something that's going to interest you?
Fuck no. A Mr. Potato Head fucking controller you got to put together yourself. So you get the controller and then you got to buy the pieces and shit.
Well, it comes with the generic pieces, the D-pad, the joysticks, but the extra ones that come with, like, the back triggers or the paddle shifters, whatever you want to call them. And the substitute joysticks, I don't know if it's you get a longer one with it, and then you get the case with it. That's separate cost at $60.
SVS, so, what do you think about this fucking nickel and dime bullshit right here for the controllers?
Well, you know, there may be some people that'll disagree with me. Maybe I'm not as hardcore of a gamer as some, but I fail to see how there's a controller out there that would be so beneficial to me that I would spend that kind of money on it.
Yeah, it ends up being...
That's one of the big things for me, man. If I see a controller that's got a cool color on it, I'm like, ooh, okay.
Yep.
But I mean, I don't believe that, it's going to be, or it's going to do anything that's going to warrant that kind of price tag. I've modified some controllers a little bit in the past, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day, a controller is a controller. I think it's going to come down to my connection, my skill, and my reaction speed, you know?
Yeah.
So actually the Xbox has a cool thing. So you can go on a certain website and design your Xbox controller right now. Choose the colors, choose all the colors for it, right, Ivan?
And you can even Xbox Design Lab.
Xbox Design.
That's pretty cool.
Right. See, right now, I don't know. Did you happen to look at the cost of that homeboy? I think it's 89. Yeah. Is it 89?
If you get it all, with all the bells and whistles, like the rubberized grips and shit,
right?
You know, for the back and the it's nine. It turns out to $90, I think. Yeah, like you said. And
so now I'm wondering, because I tried to look at the website to see if the Xbox Elite controller was actually in there, and I believe it's not in there yet. So the stock model is $129. I think it's a white one. It's white with the black grips. So now I'm figuring if it's an Xbox Design Lab, what does that kick it up an extra $20-$40 or something? So I mean, it could get a little pricey. And then I believe the Xbox Elite controller right now that's out, which is the black one, I think it's on sale for $154. So it's cheaper if you were to buy the black one.
SVS, if you designed a controller on the Xbox Design Lab, because I did, and I'm not gonna lie, the first one looked like shit, Ivan. Yeah. It looked like dog shit, bro. Like, I send it to you. I did it quickly and I was like, wow, I wouldn't buy this. If this was out in the store, honestly, if this was out in the store, I wouldn't buy this one, bro. Like, I would have to actually sit down and plan it out. Like, the rubberized grips on it. And I'm not saying I'm a mark for myself, like Spiro said, but I put the VGC podcast. You can actually put something on there, right? Like the iPhone does it, or remember when they used to do the, you can put your own little title on the controller. They do that.
So you can put like custom images and stuff on it?
Well, a name. So you can put your name.
Okay.
I was going to
It's pretty cool though. How customizable the controller is through the Design Lab. I mean, you could change the color of the actual controller, the joysticks, the D-pad, the triggers, the back plate of the controller, all of that is customizable. So it's a pretty cool feature. But I mean, at the same time, it's hard to beat that you can buy. I don't know if you can see it. No, you can't.
Is it gonna fucking win me games too?
Like this controller right here is typically on sale for $49, and I think it's a really good controller for $49.
It is.
You know, it's got a nice feel to it, like a nice texture on the back of the grips. So I mean, it's hard to go spend the extra penny. I get what SVS is saying when this is so nice as it is, you know.
That's so good as it is, and what am I getting that I'm spending three times that cost?
What if it upped your KD?
I mean, if I had a way to do it, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I play enough as much as I used to for that to matter at this point, but talk to me back when you guys met, if we're talking at the height of Modern Warfare on the 360, yeah, I might have actually looked into something like that.
Right.
You gotta have headphones that are good. You gotta have the controller just right to get that advantage. But
You know how many times I've tried customizing the controller, but I actually never went through the purchase. I've done it so many times.
Me too.
Have never actually purchased it.
And I just got my fucking Series X, and I've been like, I did it like five times, and I go, I don't need that shit.
Yeah.
I wonder, it'd be interesting to see some data on how often that happens. Like how many times people log onto that site and play around with it, but then just like, and then at this point, they just X'd out the window.
Right.
There's no purchase made. A lot of window shopping, sort of.
Yeah, because like Ivan said, you can just get one for $40. Well, it's not really $40.
It's hard to beat,
it goes on sale. Sometimes it is $40, $45.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can't beat that. It's hard to no, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I don't like about the Xbox controller, Ivan, is that it does not come with the battery pack. I have no clue why they just
Xbox forever has been doing that shit.
Enough with the fucking batteries.
You know what?
I make you buy the extra peripherals.
Right. I've said this on a past episode. I'm gonna say it again. Even at $49, if you were to buy a battery pack for two controllers, it's still cheaper than a PS5 controller.
Mm.
And if that battery dies, it's easily replaceable to swap out. Whereas the PS5, now you're kind of going the extra, going through some extra stuff, disassembling the controller to change that battery that's died. So, I mean, I get it. But I know when the Series X first came out, I was like, really? They're still going with batteries in 2022? Yeah. But that's the one I use, and I think it's good. I get like typically 3 days of playing out of it and then charge this one and pull out another one.
I actually got the I have two controllers now, and I got both official Microsoft the charging ones. How do you like that one?
Because when the Xbox One originally came out, I bought the official Xbox One, and I don't know if it was a faulty controller or a faulty battery pack, but I couldn't get more than like an hour on it.
No,
that's why I've never gone back to it.
It gets a good charge. I don't know how many hours it gets out of it, but it gets a good charge. I hardly have to charge it like you. I think 3 days, you say?
Yeah.
Anything else in the news, Ivan?
What's next? Yeah, there's also another it's not customized, but it's a limited special edition God of War Ragnarok controller. I don't know if you've seen it. It's blue and white. I don't know the cost on it. It's basically the typical PlayStation controller, and it has this blue and white on it. It looks pretty cool. I didn't see a price, but is that something that would interest you guys?
As for yes,
price pending, but I'm leaning very much on yes. I don't really take sides hardcore, but I am a bit more of a PlayStation guy, and God of War is one of my favorite series of all time, so hearing that kind of has me a little excited. I'm like, well, let me check this out, but if it's like just like I was saying before, if it's like $120 or something, no, I'm good.
Yeah,
honestly, on controllers, man, I don't know if you guys do this, but I put it into factor. Honestly, I just want a fucking white one, a black one, or a blue one like you had. I don't want a fucking fancy one. Somebody come over and be like, what the fuck? You got a fucking pink or purple controller or a fucking Astro? Whatever it is, like all this design. Nah, man. I'm going to already play video games, okay? I'm a grown adult. I
remember back in the day, the translucent plastic from the PS2 and N64 and all that.
That's actually cool.
You can see the guts,
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
Those I kind of miss those. Those were pretty cool. Yeah.
Same thing with like fucking systems, dude.
Translucent smoke.
Yeah. Just give me fucking straight up system. I don't want a goddamn decal on it anymore. Maybe 20 years ago I did. I don't want a goddamn Spider-Man one. I don't want a fucking Darth Vader one. Just give me the OG.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm looking at my PlayStation on my Xbox right now in front of me. And I mean they're plain, they're factory right out of the box. And I used to like that kind of stuff. I mean, if I see something like that online, like if someone posted on like Reddit or something, like, oh, check out my Batman skin. Like, yeah, I'll be ooh, that's pretty cool, but I've never put anything like that on my systems ever. I'm like, I'm fine with them how they are. The point is that it runs and plays the games.
Exactly.
I did actually swap out my PS5 plates, but I went to the matte black. I mean, I just prefer the black over
those
the
are white. Nice.
Yeah.
One thing I have been tempted
mine's not the
for,
official one though. I just got them on Amazon. They were like $30, I think.
Really? Okay.
And it fit on fine, so.
I know they sell a sticker that I've been tempted to get that you put I guess on the inside of the PS5 or behind the top plate. So the PS logo is colored in the classic style with the red P and then the S is like That one I've been a little tempted on because I kind of miss how they kind of stopped using that colored in old style PS logo. But other than that, I've never really thought about
it. Have you disassembled the PS5 yet? The plates at least?
Yeah. I installed some internal storage when that stuff became like supported.
Yeah.
So I did remove the plates to do that.
Did you scratch yours like I did mine when I removed the plates?
No, I was so terrified of doing either that or like snapping the plate off. Because like you're pulling it and it's not really budging, but the plate's bending. So you're like, I feel like I should be using more force, but I don't want to destroy this thing either.
Right. Yeah.
But I got lucky. I eventually like slid it off just how I was supposed to. I was like,
whew. Yeah, so, I watched the tutorials on what not to do and still scratched it the way they said what happened to their, the inside of it, like when you pop it off, there's like little prongs and that prong like scratched the black part of the console. Yeah, but I mean with the plates on you can't see it. But
okay, so I don't want to sound like a traitor because I was a PlayStation guy when we first started this podcast SVS, but god damn it, Ivan, the fucking design, I wish the PlayStation was a stocky little fat fuck like my Series X, bro.
It's nice looking, man. I know everyone gave a lot of shit about it. It looked like a mini fridge. But like once you see it and just standing there, like it's a cool looking little console, man.
I gave it shit. Okay. I was like, where the fuck am I gonna fit this? But it's actually not as tall as I thought. It's a little stocky bastard. And it's nice, dude. It looks really cool. It's pretty fucking powerful too.
You're talking about the Series X?
Yeah.
I mean, I got nothing against the design at all, but I mean, it doesn't really wow me either. You know what did wow me was the packaging it came in. The PlayStation had like this very basic kind of box, and then with the Xbox, I felt like I got a new iPhone. Like I was opening the box, and there's all this stuff inside. The way it was molded and painted, I was just like, wow, they really went all out with the presentation here.
Homeboy, check your text because I said the exact same thing to you about the display of opening the console, and you thought it was just like an X-boy fanboy thing. I'm like, no. If you compare the two, like the packaging was like cool. I was like, damn.
I don't give a fuck. I ripped it open like a caveman, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I put my I didn't do that. I always keep my boxes nice and neat in case later I'm gonna sell it. And actually, when I sold my PS4 Pro recently, they were impressed by I showed you the picture, remember, Ivan? They're impressed. The people that bought it, they're like, fuck, you still have the box? And it looks like that. So that's just in case I sell it later and they could see that I took care of my system and games. Anything else?
See, I save mine because I want to one day have a game room and have a have boxes on display like your background there, you know, like a... So I've still got some of my old boxes there. My favorite one is my PS3. My PS3 box was a bundle with Metal Gear. And so it's like the PlayStation 3, and then it's got Snake next to it.
So let me address this for the people that don't see this on Spotify. You can actually see the fucking the show. There's a goddamn video show on Spotify, people, with cartoons and intros and all kinds of shit. When we talk about news, the news stories pop up. If we play a music video, the music video pops up. So check it out on Spotify Live. But what he's talking about is behind me, I have the Homeboy 88 console, which is an actual real fucking console, Ivan.
Yeah, I never knew that till I Googled it one day. I was like, what the hell? Like, that's a real fucking thing.
It is. The Homeboy 88 console. So it's not like I was being an asshole and being like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a fucking box, put my name on it. No, it's a real console.
Yeah, that's the, you know what I was going to ask you. So Homeboy, you sell your consoles.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever sold my old consoles. And I do have like a cubicle shelf of like my old consoles in there. I don't actually play them, but it's more of like a display factor thing. And but there is some that I did return to GameStop. Like I returned two Xbox 360s, and I did sell when I was a kid, like my original Sega.
Okay.
But other than that, I have all my consoles from that I've ever owned.
You too, SVS, huh?
Yeah. I have all my original consoles, actually.
That's pretty cool.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I've sold one ever. So a lot of them are in storage right now, but I do have them. I still own them. No, like I said, I got plans for one day having kind of a game room, you know, maybe like a little museum shelf with retro consoles, stuff like that, you know? So I hang on to those things.
No, because see, this is what happened. So my fucking PlayStation 3, since I have like a nice closet, I hang up all my clothes, but I have a cabinet too where I put clothes. No, the bottom fucking shelf has my PlayStation 3 in there, bro. That's what I do with my consoles. If I don't sell them, I missed the boat on selling that fucker, dude. Nobody wants a PlayStation 3. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anything else in
most people, but you get a few.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the longer you hold on to it, the more valuable it gets, you know.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. No, but that's all I really saw in the news. And well, besides the PlayStation, Activision, Call of Duty beef going on still. So now it kind of resurfaced again where they're going to do another investigation into it regarding. It's basically, is the PlayStation guy, correct me if I'm wrong, is it, I want to say Jim Ross, but I know it's not Jim Ross.
Jim Ross?
No, well, I don't. I know it's not Jim Ross. There's a guy that's
gonna
like
be a slobberknocker of a fucking game.
The Phil Spencer of PlayStation.
I haven't gotten to the wrestling yet.
Who's the Phil Spencer of PlayStation? I always forget the guy's name.
Oh shit!
I remember that guy who used
Jeff
to do
Ross,
it,
the comedian?
and then he got fired.
No, it's not him. Well, anyways, this guy's adamant about. He's worried about PlayStation losing Call of Duty. And
Okay.
I believe last episode we talked about how they redid an agreement where PlayStation they already have the 3 years that they originally agreed on back in the day. Then they agreed on another thing where it's like an additional 7 years or something like that.
So why is he worried?
But now they're still going to investigate it again because they want to block the sale. They want to block the purchase.
Hmm.
They don't want Xbox to own Call of Duty. So now it's kind of, I want this to get resolved because I want this to be on Game Pass and I want to get Call of Duty for free. Well, not free, but within my subscription, you know? So would this keep happening? It's just making it last longer than it needs to, I think. So that's what's going on.
All right. So let me add to the news since we're on Call of Duty. So Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is going to come out. And the beta was released, Ivan. I don't know if you can get in it, but when I'm playing the PlayStation 5, because I was actually playing, that's coming up in my review. I was playing the campaign, and I finished it. For a split second or 3 seconds, it goes, hey, you want to play the beta? And it shows the fucking QR scan code. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. What the fuck? So I took a snapshot. On the PlayStation 5, and then I'm going to scan it with my phone. I don't know how to get into the beta, but I want to play it. So it's coming out, and the news is that there's a third person mode, Ivan, if you want, for
Call
of Duty.
You know what? I did hear about the third person mode, and I also heard that it was going to be on the PSVR 2.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that there's gonna third, that you could even
third
like
person Call of Duty. That's
funny. Yeah, it was like it's third an person, option. And it was gonna be on the PSVR 2, the Call of Duty, the newest Call of Duty.
Also, there's aquatic combat, so you can fight in the ground. I mean, in the water. I don't know how that's gonna work, but you can jump in the water and fucking try to stab motherfuckers. You can now dive onto the ground, guys. Like you can straight up dive, Pete Rose style. To try to run away, get away from people shooting at you.
That's so Black Ops 1, I believe, had the dive, yes. And then Black Ops 3 had the underwater maps, which Black Ops 3 is one of my favorite Call of Duties. So if it's anything like Black Ops 3, I'm in.
I saw the graphics. Looks amazing, man. And it also has new gunsmith options, which I don't know. They already have a ton of options for that. By the way, are you going to get the Modern Warfare 2 SVS?
I'm thinking about it. Okay. I haven't picked up Vanguard yet. But I did pick up Black Ops Cold War, and I enjoyed that. And my fondest memories of Call of Duty are the Modern Warfare series. So this new Modern Warfare 2, yeah, I think I'm definitely leaning on getting it. Check it out.
Yeah, skip Vanguard. Don't buy that one. Don't get me wrong. The game is fine. You know, it's just not as enjoyable as Cold War. I don't think so.
Yeah, and my time and availability nowadays is such that if something's just fine, there's a good chance I'm gonna skip out on it.
Yeah,
I just don't have the time.
All right, last gaming news, and then we might go into the break with a song. Kojima Productions teasing a new game starring Allie Fanning. Okay,
who is that?
Dakota Fanning's sister.
Okay,
she's done a couple movies. It was the one where there was a movie about a girl that told a guy to commit suicide on the East Coast. They made it into a movie, and she was the star.
They made that into a movie, and she's
starring. Okay. I forgot where it's at. I think it's Prime Video. I'm not sure, or Netflix, but. Yeah, it was actually pretty cool, the whole movie, and she starred in it.
Okay.
She also starred in a movie on Netflix with the guy from Game of Thrones, the little person. That's like an end of the world movie. So she's doing a lot of movies, and supposedly she's gonna star in the next Kojima game. And
interesting. All right.
Also at Tokyo Game Show. They're going to be showing, because it's Kojima Productions, television shows, movies, and maybe the new game. So Kojima Productions in full effect, guys. They're coming. Yeah.
All right. All right. Woo. I'm down.
Is this all on Xbox?
Because
they said the next Kojima game coming was on Xbox.
That's true. Yeah.
So does that mean it's only on the Xbox?
You know what? The game might be an Xbox exclusive.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That sucks for PlayStation people. He fucking straight up switched from Sony.
I was gonna say Hideo has always been a Sony dude. You know.
Yeah, but that was one of our gaming news, right, Ivan? That he did.
Yeah.
Make that deal. That's crazy. And Sony fans.
But is that
fans,
exclusive, or is it just saying that it's not Sony exclusive?
Sony fans were trying to petition to ban that, bro. Like, it's really a bold move, man, by fucking Xbox. They're really going for the jugular this time around, guys.
Well, I mean, in reality, PlayStation is so huge that they have to find ways to, you know, make almost like level the playing field, and I think slowly but surely it's going that direction with Game Pass, and then, you know, buying exclusive games and Activision and all that. It's a slow process, but they're trying to match PlayStation.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go into the games we've been playing. We got a special one coming up from SVS, the star of the show. And so, you know what? I'm going to play this song. Rest in peace to Pat Stay, Canadian battle rapper. You know, rest in peace, brother. And Eminem tweeted out one of the best battle rappers ever. So that was pretty cool. And this is from Mercules and Necro. This is called Crazy. This is for Pat Stay, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Crazy.
Oh, wrong one. Fucking hell. That's called Pat's Day Forever. Here it is.
It's taking everything I have.
to try and ease the pain. I'm giving everything I can so I can live again. To try and ease the pain, I'm giving everything I can so I can live again.
I don't even know how to say this. I hate this so much, I don't really want to face it. It's fucked up how your last name stayed, but you're gone. Please, Pat, what can I do to change this? Please tell me that it's all a bad dream and I'll wake up soon and it's not how this seems. If God's real, then I'll fall to my knees and I'll pray to him, Pat, just call me back, please. The day it happened, you asked me to go live. Nobody told me that a few hours after that you'd die. I try watching your battles to pass time, but I can't, cause as soon as I laugh, I just cry. I remember sending raps to you back in 09 and you'd always hit me back cause Pat was that guy. I know everyone will take care of Calvin, he'll be fine, but soon I'll hit an age where he's bound to ask why. And that hurts cause nobody's got an answer. Fuck rap cause Pat was a dad first. I miss the jokes, the debates, and the banter. A real dude, way more than just a rapper. Sucker free, you were actually a boss. I'm in awe, how the fuck did this happen to you, dog? Everybody's clickbaiting every caption, every blog. I guess it's the first battle that you lost. It's been taking me everything I have not to have a breakdown. Well, this pen is in my hand, the dopest rapper on the planet and an even better man. Cause no matter what happens, there won't be another Pat, that's real.
It's taking everything I have to try and ease the pain. I'm giving everything I can so I can live again. It's taking everything I have to try and ease the pain. I'm giving everything I can so I can live again.
You really paved the way and set the trend. Please save some space for me, my friend. I just saw a tweet today from Eminem, which is dope, but why did he wait till you were dead? This wasn't because of his diss track, the game. And I hate seeing comments who think that's the blame. It's a shame they don't look at the impact you made for the sake of his family. Please give that a break. I can say how I feel, but it's pointless. I'm in our DMs listening to voice clips you sent me. I'm empty inside when I record this. The thought of it is torture. I never would absorb this. You made a post about how we treat our loved ones, like if we knew that everybody's days were numbered. Did you notice what happened? I gotta wonder, because 3 days later, we all lost our brother. I love you, Pat. I considered you a mentor and a big brother. I just wish I could have said more. A legend with a legacy, I promise you left yours. So what is life and why did they have to end yours? I know you're saying, look, he's sad right now. I try to laugh, but I can't right now. Cause I just want to call Pat right now. And I know your kids really need their dad right now. And even though I can't grasp that you're gone, all I think about is how you're in heaven beside your mom. All cute, Merc wrote me a song. Go ahead and call me a pussy, you're not wrong. I miss you.
It's taking everything I have to try and ease the pain. I'm giving everything I can so I can live again. It's taking everything I have.
And we're back. Like I said, rest in peace, Pat Stay. You will be missed. But you know what time it is. You know what time it is, guys. It's about that time. What you been playing on the VGC?
I could play this game forever. I love it, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the kind of thing where literally I play the game and it's like 4 hours go by. Fate has me highly skilled and loaded with talent. Because I think I'm good enough to figure out how to beat myself. You push yourself, trying to achieve the impossible. Because you know that when that moment comes, that everything you've done up to that moment has prepared you for victory!
All right, we're going to start off with the fucking start of the show. First, SVS, tell us about the game you're going to review, brother.
I just want to say right quick, I fucking love that song. That's a great choice. very, very fitting, given... I do a wrestling podcast. I am talking about WWE 2K22 today. Awesome. And, I've been a bit jaded on wrestling games for a while. There wasn't a lot of innovation going on outside of standard game stuff. Slightly better graphics, maybe here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's starting to feel a lot like Madden. In that sense. And 2K, for those who don't know, put out a really, really bug-ridden game in 2K20. Mm. And something that I wish a lot more game companies would do, they saw the heat that they were getting, to use somewhat of a wrestling term. A lot of people were angry that they put out such a buggy product. So they said, all right, we're going to take a year off. We're not going to put out 2K21. Okay. We're going to skip a whole year, revamp everything from the ground up because we hear you and we want to put out a better product. And yeah, I got to say that they did. They made good on that promise. 2K22 is pretty smooth. I've not really run into any glitches. I remember when I very first played it at a friend's house, there was some issue we were having with a match type. And that was it. I mean, other than that, it plays really well. The controls kind of feel like a bit of a back to basics. They kind of remind me of the old SmackDown games.
Okay.
Square your face buttons. You got if you're on PlayStation, your X and Square strikes.
Okay.
If you hit circle, you initiate a grapple, collar elbow tap, and in a grapple, then you can do up circle or down circle, and so
different
moves.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty simple. And then the career mode is pretty in-depth. It's pretty long this time around. If you want, you can really play around with it, really keep it going, win every title that there is to win. And they brought something in this year that kind of caught me off guard that they haven't really done since, God, I want to say SmackDown versus Raw 2008. And that's a mode called My GM mode.
Hmm.
And so some sports games have similar stuff to this in like their franchise modes. What it is you pick a brand. For those who don't know, WWE has two brands, Raw and SmackDown, and they're kind of treated like the American League and National League in baseball. And so you pick a brand and you become the GM. So you make the matches, you make all sorts of choices from a production standpoint. You got to manage your money, see if you know your ratings go up or go down. And what's cool is the other brand can be another player and you guys can compete for brand supremacy. And so I thought that was a pretty interesting and creative mode to bring back. I think a lot of people can have a lot of fun with that. I know in sports games, a lot of people have fun with those kind of modes, building new arenas, drafting players, signing big name players, managing money, you know. So if you're into that kind of stuff, My GM mode should really please you. Graphics, for the most part, are really improved.
Yeah. Ivan, the fucking graphics, have you seen this game, bro?
No, I haven't.
The graphics are insane, man.
There's a couple characters I've really seen that kind of don't look right, but then for the most part, it looks really good. And I mean, especially on next-gen consoles now, with your good frame rates. And, oh man, it's just a really nice-looking game.
It's like really good presentation when they come to the ring. Shit, man. That shit, I'm not going to say it looks real, but if you caught it out of the corner of your eye and you're just watching it, you would be thinking it was just like wrestling on TV. No joke.
If you turned your head and it happened to pass by, you might be fooled for a second depending on the camera angle, you know.
It looks fucking crazy, Ivan. I was looking at the graphics on YouTube. And like I told you in a previous episode, I almost bought this game because of the graphics, but I almost bought the game because somebody was streaming it like 2 days early. They had one of those copies that they get, right? And literally he had 20,000 people watching it live on YouTube. He was playing it live on YouTube before it came out 2 days, and there was 20,000. I was like, Ivan, I'm going to get this shit day one and fucking try to get at least 1,000, right? But I didn't pull the trigger. But, I mean, SVS, I mean, we're big gamers. Me and Ivan, we've played wrestling games, right, Ivan?
Yeah, I've said in the previous episodes, like, one of my favorite video games of all times is WCW versus NWO Revenge on the Nintendo 64. Since then, I think there's only really one wrestling game I enjoyed. I can't even remember which one it was, but it was on the PS1, and it was a WWF game my cousins had. I can't tell you what game it was, though.
If it was on the PS1, it was likely SmackDown.
And
one
I know, like, I know, like, Mankind was on it. But I mean, that's my memory of playing that. It's probably the last one I've actually really dived into.
Now, what's the roster on this game, SVS? Is it like gigantic? Like, oh shit! Fucking it. I'm sorry about that. Is the roster huge
on this? It's pretty big. They've got a lot of legends on there. They've got a lot of different versions of people. Like, for example, Rey Mysterio is the cover wrestler. So, I mean, they've got like a bunch of different versions of him, a lot of them from WCW. They've got his earliest uniform, the whole onesie, head to toe, where he's completely covered in all the question marks and stuff, and all the way up to present. They've got an old school Eddie Guerrero, which I thought was really cool when he had the WCW mullet, you know? And,
oh, okay. Mm.
So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask, like, what kind of like matches is there? Like,
pretty cool.
Like single versus single. Then there's is there tag team?
You can get pretty in depth. You can get like different tag teams, like four tag teams in there. You can get like six people in there, six pack challenges. You've got environmental things like, you know, your Hell in a Cell, your steel cage. You can do false count anywhere.
What's the wrestling match where you people just keep coming in the ring, you throw them out, Royal and they're Rumble. Eliminated? Royal Rumble, okay.
Yeah, Royal or Royal Rumble, yeah.
Is there that mode? And is every person like a live person?
No.
I haven't gone online with it to see if that's something they can do. Oh, I'm not sure it is. But I've played. That would be something.
That would be.
Yeah, it would essentially be something like PUBG. Or you're one of 99 playing. You know, which I think
That would be insane. I'm not sure if they do that, but that would be really cool. I've played it at my friend's house and with him, and then when we've played, if one of us got eliminated, you do have an option. To like say, oh well, whoever's going to come out next, I'll be that guy. Okay. So you can kind of keep playing, you know. So you can do that. But speaking of the online stuff, another thing about this game is the customization is absolutely bonkers, and you can upload your customizations. So there's people who develop some really good skills with like the create a wrestler feature. And really have fun with it. I mean, you can go online and see community uploads, and you'll see stuff from favorite wrestlers from different organizations that aren't in WCW or WWE, excuse me. To no joke, I've seen like a Bernie Sanders create a wrestler. I've seen like Mortal Kombat characters.
Okay.
You know, you can download custom title belts, custom arenas. Like, it's pretty crazy what you can do and how you can really have fun with the customization.
So if you're a wrestling fan, like, they threw everything then in there. If you're a true wrestling fan, you're going to be happy with this game because there's so much.
I think so. And if you know, if there's a wrestler that's not built into the game that you want, I can all but guarantee somebody has created them and uploaded them to the community share space.
Is there blood?
You know what?
There's not,
yes, there is blood.
There is blood. Really?
There is blood, yeah. I think you have to turn it on.
Okay, all right.
Options. I'm remembering a funny screenshot that I took of a tag team match where me and my buddy, we had kind of created ourselves as wrestlers. And the screenshot after the match was us in celebration. And yeah, there was like blood on the face and
fucking
stuff.
Crimson mask, bro.
This is a game I wish was on Game Pass. You know, it's one of those things where I don't want to buy it because I'm not a wrestling fan anymore. But it's one of those games where I want to play it. I just don't really. Do I really want to buy it though? You know.
Man.
Well, you know what? We're getting towards the end of the year. If there's a Black Friday sale or something at some point in the next few months, that might be something to look into because it is really fun.
Yeah.
Even if you're not an avid watcher of the product anymore.
And then have a couple matches us. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
Round robin.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we could have a triple threat, you know.
Yeah, from what you described, it sounds fun. It's...
Yeah, and there's a counter system right now. Is that new?
Yeah. No, but they've tweaked it from what it's been in years past. So there is a counter system which can come in handy. Depending on your reaction, you know, I'm getting a little older. I don't have the reflexes I used to have. So I thought it was fine, but I've seen some people say that they thought it was the window was a little too big. Yeah, and so they said that they felt that it was a little too easy to get into constant counter versus counter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I personally haven't experienced that, but again, I know that I'm, you know, not the quick cat I used to be, so...
Make it a little shorter so that it's not, like you said, a counter versus counter match, you know?
Yeah, yeah, or at least maybe introduce like a slider in the options so that if you do want it to be a wider window or not, you know, you can adjust it to fit your needs.
Cool, man. WWE 2K22, guys. Go on, you know, hopefully.
If you're a wrestling fan, you'll love it. And if you're not, I think you'll still have fun with it.
Shit, bro. I just want, I'll play as Hulk Hogan, brother. Because I'm going to tell you something, brother. I'm going to get that fucking giant and slam him on the mat like I was at the Pontiac Silverdome, brother. And hit him with the 1, 2, 3, brother. What you gonna do when SBS runs wild on you, brother?
Well, that is not a bad Hulk Hogan at all. That was pretty good.
Thank you, dude.
Not bad at all.
Anyways, man. Ivan, what you been playing, brother?
All right, so since I recently got my Steam Deck, I'm always trying to find like something new and to play. And typically, I use the Steam Deck like an hour before I go to bed, you know, just laying down, something I could really just hop in quick and then get out, and it's not a big deal. Something I don't want to get, you know, in the zone in, and then I'm staying up way longer than I need to. So I bought a game, I think it came out in 2019, called Freedom Finger. It's basically a side scroller, kind of like an old school shooter, I would say. It almost looks like Gradius from the original Nintendo. I would say the art style is Rick and Morty-ish, kind of like that.
Hmm.
And I think the reason why I bought it is because I seen that it had a Rhymesayers update, and I'm a huge hip hop fan, huge Rhymesayers fan. So the fact that the hip hop artist that I'm influenced by had like a soundtrack to the game, I was like, oh, that's cool. So it was on like a Steam sale, and I think I bought it for like five something, and that was like the game and the soundtrack to it included for like $5 and some change. So it's
what?
Yeah,
you got the songs too. That's dope.
Yeah, it's the game plus the soundtrack, and I think it was like $5 or $6 on sale.
Cool, man.
So I mean, I just play it here and there. It's pretty simple. Your spaceship, quote unquote, is basically a fist that looks like that with the middle finger, and you shoot out of the middle finger. And so basically you can kind of like it's just simple. It's a simple side scroller, and little twists on it where you can like grab a ship that is shooting at you, and then as you grab it, you can shoot what he's shooting at, the enemies. And it's the same thing. You're just trying to going up and down, forward and back, avoiding like different spaceships and guns trying to shoot you down. And then you can also like punch, like you can make like a fist and grab. So it's a pretty cool game, man. If you have a Steam Deck, I think this is also on the other consoles, the Switch, Nintendo, and Xbox. I'm not sure the price points on those.
But by the way, you guys want to hear a little bit of the soundtrack by Aesop Rock? Dope fucking song too.
Yeah, it's a cool
dope
song.
Dope fucking song. This one right here.
Calling Gamma Ray.
Yeah, so that Calling Gamma Ray, that's like the intro character to the game. Like he's telling you
to
get your chip, and
yeah, man. You know what? Just the fucking song alone pumped me up. Yeah. I saw the video. I didn't know it was a real game.
That's a game. Yeah, it's the game. The music video is the game.
I just thought he made a cool video, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking dope, man.
Yeah, so it's a cool soundtrack, cool game. There's also other songs that are like different genres, like rock and stuff on there. I mean, check it out. It's the perfect kind of game if you're just gonna hop in real quick and play a couple matches.
Freedom Finger and Free Finger?
Freedom Finger. That's what it's called. And then so the second game, it's another same type of game where it's nothing fancy about it. I think it's called Vampire Survivors. This literally looks like a Nintendo game. You have like, I think to start the game, there's like five different characters to choose from. And basically you're looking at a top down from your character. And it starts off a little slower where there's just like random hordes kind of coming out of everywhere. And it's a little easier, and every character has its own starting weapon. Like one character, it's just a whip, but you don't control the whip. It's just auto whips, and you gotta just move your joystick to try to kill the horde coming at you. And as you level up, it gives you like typically like three options of what you want to upgrade. Do you want to get like a second weapon? Do you want to like, sometimes it's like a boost your health up a little bit, or sometimes it's like a shield. So you pick one of those options and then you keep doing it. You just keep going, avoiding the hordes, and then the hordes start getting, there's more of them, and then you level up again, and then it gives you another option, you know, another set of weapon, or you can make a weapon you already have stronger, or a shield or health. And then, so you do that again. And then every time you level up, the hordes just start getting bigger and bigger. I'm actually not very good at this game. I usually typically get like anywhere from level 10 to 12, but I mean, I've seen video of these massive hordes and I'm just like, damn, what level is that? Cause I'm not getting anywhere near that. So it's such a simple game. I think this game was like $2.99. it's well worth the $2.99 though. It's so fun and addictive. Yeah. I'm not sure what else it's on, but it is on the Steam Deck. That's what I have it on. It's simple Nintendo graphic, but for some reason I keep going back to it out of all the games I have.
SVS, you were gonna say something about Freedom Finger.
No, I think you beat me to it. I was gonna ask him again what the name was, but just as I was about to, you remembered it, so yeah.
Okay.
So cool games, man. Super cheap. I think I got both of them for less than $10. So check them out.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I mean, sometimes games, they don't have to be AAA games, you know, to enjoy them.
No, not at all.
SVS, do you like independent games? Do you play those or?
Sometimes, yeah. I remember last generation, I had a lot of fun with a game called Hotline Miami. I believe that was kind of more on the independent side.
Right.
My friend, another friend of mine, just introduced me to a game that he found on Game Pass. I believe what it was called was Procession to Calvary. It is a weird game, but if you like comedy, it's pretty fun. It kind of, if for anyone who knows what the hell I'm even talking about, if you're familiar with the animation style of like Monty Python, like it looks like that, like the game's background and the characters look like old Renaissance paintings. And then you point and click and guide the character to stuff, and then the dialogue is all text, and then the dialogue is like very jokey. It's like very dark humor. It's a lot of like you know, oh, all right, I'll kill you now. And then, you know, like kind of very absurd, kind of violent humor. And it was a really fun game. And I mean, he finished it like in an hour. And it's like free on Game Pass. So like little independent games like that can be very, very fun.
All right, man. I think I'm going to start trying these little fucking games, Ivan. I'm more of a AAA game guy. You know, I like the big games.
I don't
say you know, I will never play independent game. I'm sure Portal was a big game, but it kind of reminded me of kind of a indie game, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was done by Valve, but I mean, it was still the feel of it. You know, it was so simple, but so clever. That's what made it feel. Another one that I'm playing right now on PlayStation is Stray, and that's a very simple game. You're just exploring.
Sometimes
simple is better. Yeah, that's a cat. That's a game.
Dude, what's your impression of Stray?
I like it. So far, I like it. It's despite what I just said about how it kind of feels like all you're doing is exploring, they managed to still keep it interesting.
Okay.
Right. At least as far as I've gotten. I haven't had a lot of time to finish it yet. And that's another sort of short, quick one from what I hear. I heard that you can like flip the whole thing in like, I don't know, 10 hours or something, if even that.
I'll tell you right now, we did a show on Stray and Man and with Dan and the other one, Ivan. That's one of our highest rated downloaded fucking shows. Serious, man. People want to listen to our review on Stray. They're probably disappointed, but regardless.
We didn't give much of a review on it, that's why.
Yeah, but anyways, all right. Is that it, Ivan, with Vampires?
Yeah, I mean, in reality, there's a time and place of when I want to play an indie game. And for example, I have to wake up at 4:30 to go to work, so... It's hard for me to want to sit down and play a AAA game that I'm going to get sucked into, and then I'm staying up till 1 a.m. trying to, you know, not turning it off. So that's kind of why I stick to the indie game sometimes.
All right. Yeah. So, all right. For my games, I'm going to do a fucking battle. One versus one. Modern Warfare versus Halo Infinite. So, I actually passed Modern Warfare, the campaign, which is a rare thing to do. A lot of people don't, they go straight to the fucking multiplayer, right, Ivan? They never touch the campaign. I had it and I said, you know what? I want to play it. I want to see. Hey, man, the gunplay's good. The graphics are great. Let me see. And actually, I'll tell you guys, Modern Warfare, the campaign, and part two is coming out. Now I'm playing that motherfucker too. I'm telling you right now. Because the campaign for Modern Warfare was really good. Very controversial, too. Do you guys remember when it first came out and it was, like, very controversial? Do you remember that? There was, like,
the original Modern Warfare games? Yeah, yeah. Especially, was it part two or three where you had to do the airport scene? I mean, that was really controversial. Yeah.
That was very... This one is just as controversial. There's actually a waterboarding fucking thing you have to survive.
Oh, shit. Oh, wow.
There's a waterboarding scene. There's fucking poisonous gas scene. There's a lot of shit, man. But anyways.
I'm happy to hear that. Because, you know, it's funny you mentioned what you did about the campaigns and stuff. It's been a while since I've been into those kind of games. But I always prefer the campaigns of Call of Duty over the online.
So,
like, the online was fun, but I love the campaigns in Call of Duty.
So the Modern Warfare one, if you can get it on the cheap, the campaign, Modern Warfare, not Cold War, the other ones, it's worth it, man, just to play it. It was really fucking good because the graphics are amazing, okay? For a PlayStation 4 game, the graphics are fucking awesome, Ivan. The gunplay, you know, is great. It's so perfect, man. And... like I said, the story is pretty cool. The story is like two stories. It's basically Captain Price and his team doing missions, but they're helping out a brother and a sister. Ah, man, I forgot their names, but they're like from the Middle East. And they're dealing with like terrorism coming into their country. I'll just say it, Russians coming in using gas and shit. So basically the campaign is you're trying to help them, and then also you're trying to find out where the Russians are making the gas and stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was fucking good, man. There's a lot of cool, crazy shit in the campaign. Like, as a little girl, one of the main characters, the little girl from the Middle East, she has to kill a motherfucker in her house and stab the shit. It's really, it will tell you right there. It will give you a warning every time you go into the campaign. Do you accept? Do you understand that it's very controversial? I'm like, yes, I do. Let's get into it, bro.
Now, is this a like a complete reboot of the series, or do the events from what I played in the original Modern Warfare trilogy, are those still canon, or like,
this is a total reboot? I can't remember. I think this is a whole new story, and it actually at the end of the game, I don't want to spoil it. Will be continued on Modern Warfare 2. It basically says that.
Okay.
It's pretty fucking sounds cool. Good. And on the trailer, if you guys have seen it on YouTube, it shows some of that campaign, right? Ivan, have you seen that? Captain Price and his team. So I'm gonna play that when I get it. Fuck it. On the flip side, Halo Infinite on the Xbox Series X. Now, I used to love Halo back in the days with the big fat Xbox. I fired this shit up because I got Game Pass. I went straight to the last one, Halo Infinite. I'm not going to fuck with the other ones, bro. No way. I want the best one, the latest one. And I haven't reached the end, but so far, man, it's pretty good. Okay. The graphics aren't as good as Modern Warfare. I hate to tell you guys. It's not. I thought since it was an Xbox Series X game, the graphics were going to be like, oh, shit, Master Chief and fucking 4K. It's
built for next level.
It's good.
It has that cartoony style to it a little bit, right?
Yeah. And it was kind of like, but the gunplay feels better than ever, bro. I mean, the controller shakes. It rumbles. You got the needler. You got your machine gun. I forgot what that's called. You got all these cool alien guns and everything. You still got the little fucking grunts running around. hit those motherfuckers. I think the funnest thing to do is like, you're a badass. You're Master Chief, right? And you go up to those guys and you shoot them down. And then you just fucking hit them with the weapon and finish them off. Like that. The newest thing for the Halo is a grapple thing. So you shoot a grapple out of your right hand and you can grapple towards things. It'll yank you up or wherever you want to go, or you'll go towards the enemy and you'll hit them. Or you can even take a gun away from them. It's pretty cool. So
that does sound pretty cool.
It's pretty much Halo, which Halo this generation is not bad. But I don't know, like I expect a little bit more. It's still good. And I didn't really hop into the multiplayer, but I never really did, Ivan. Did you?
Mm-hmm. This game I did hop into multiplayer, I think once, and I wouldn't necessarily I had fun with it. You know, I hopped in and played a couple matches. I'm like, this is okay. But it's like, if I'm going to play this, I'd rather play Call of Duty. It was one of those things, you know. And I know what you mean by the graphics. They're not okay. You're comparing it to Modern Warfare, when it's in reality, Modern Warfare looks amazing. I feel like it's more like a realism shooter. But then when you compare Call of Duty Cold War, that looks a little more cartoony than Modern Warfare. Does? Yeah, it has more of like for example, Black Ops 1, you know how it kind of had that's how Cold War is. It has more of like that, which is what I think Halo is. It has more of that look to it.
All right.
I did want to play the campaign, but I was waiting for the co-op mode, and I think they eventually just ended up scratching it. Did you see a co-op campaign mode?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I'll just add to this. The sound for both are amazing. Halo wins for sound. I mean, Modern Warfare is amazing. Halo just has the fucking everything, bro. Like sound wise, you know, all the little noises, everything. That's very enjoyable. And also, the enemy types are cool. It's kind of the same thing, but you know what? I'm gonna finish it. It's pretty good. But if I had to fucking pick a champion SVS, like in wrestling, bro, the champion would be, for me, the Modern Warfare. Sorry, guys.
Not surprising. To kind of echo some sentiments that you guys had, you know, I played the Halo Infinite multiplayer beta before the game came out. And I thought it was fun, but it wasn't like, you know, Halo 3 on the 360 where I'd be playing a game and shit, I got to get to work tomorrow, guys, but I mean, just one more match. This is so fun. It wasn't like that. It was more like, okay, that was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was all right.
Yeah, in Modern Warfare, you want more. I want more, Ivan. Yeah. I've been playing Free For All. That I'm ready for part two. Anyways, man, we don't got much time. Thank you, SVS, for coming on, brother.
Hey, thank you for having me. It was really fun. Nice to meet you, Ivan. This was a really great time.
Awesome. Where can they find you at, SVS?
Yeah, so check me out, guys, at Twitter at LSuperBeast, on Instagram at Sean Vanstein, and I host the Wrestling with Wrestling podcast on the Rational Rage Network, which you can find on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and rationalrage.com.
Hell yeah. Ivan, what about you?
Same shit, man. You can catch me on PlayStation at Ivalbox. You can catch me on Xbox, Ivalbox64.
And you can catch me
on Call of Duty.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Ivan's dope, man. Can't wait to have him on my team again. Anyways, you can catch me, Mr. Homeboy 88. PS, PlayStation, or Xbox, same thing. And thank you, guys. This has been another fucking episode of the Video Game Connection. Thank you, motherfuckers. We'll be back next time. And peace, man. Peace, guys.
Peace.
I'll edit this. Thanks, Sean, for coming on. I'm going to add the music after. Ran out of time, man. We're just like, it was jam-packed, bro. It was a good fucking show, so.
We made it right to the end there. It's good stuff.
Fuck yeah.
It was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We have a lot of fun. This is a really fun show, man. Hi, Ivan.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's easy to talk about video games. You know?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So we got Sean. If he wants to come back, man, we're getting our people in. So thanks,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, for sure, man. I wouldn't mind coasting again at some point. Just let me know.
Yeah. All right, brother. Peace.
All right, guys.
Have a great night, guys.
All right, guys. Have a good evening.
What's the difference between me and you? Me and you. Me and you. What's the difference between me and you? Me and you. Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals. Got the pens and pencils, got down to business. But sometimes the business end of this shit can turn your friends against you. But you was a real nigga, I could sense it in you. I still remember the window of the car that you went through. That's fucked up, but I'll never forget the shit we've been through. And I'ma do whatever it takes to convince you, cause you my nigga, Doc, and easy, I'm still with you. Fuck the beef, nigga, I miss you, and that's just being real with you. You see, the truth is, everybody wanna know how close me and Snoop is, and who I'm still cool with. Then I got these fake ass niggas I first flew with, claiming they non-violent, talking like they spit venom in interviews, speaking on reunions, move units, then talk shit, and we can do this. Until then, I ain't even speaking your name, just keep my name out of your mouth, and we can keep it the same, nigga. It ain't that I'm too big to listen to the rumors, it's just that I'm too damn big to pay attention to them. That's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coaches. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coaches.
Yo, I stay with it, why you try? try to perpetrate, play with it. Never knew about the next level until Dre did it. I stay committed while you motherfuckers babysit it. I smash the critics like an overhand right from Riddick. Come and get it, shitted on villains by the millions. I be catching bitches while bitches be catching feelings. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? I pop bottles and hot hollow points at each and all of you.
Come on.
A heartless bastard, high and plastered. My style is like the reaction from too much acid. Never come down, batch it around. You can't handle it, hang Hollywood niggas by they soul train laminates. What's the difference between me and you?
What?
I bought 5 bank accounts, 3 ounces and 2 vehicles. Until my death, I'm Bangladesh. I suggest you hold your breath till ain't none left. Yo, that's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel and never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dogs down with straight coaches. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel and never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dogs down with straight coaches.
Hold up, stop the beat a minute. I got something to say. Dre, I wanna tell you this shit right now. But this fucking weed is in me. I don't know if I ever told you this, but I love you, dog. I got your motherfucking back.
Right.
Just know this shit.
Slim, I don't know if you noticed it, but I've had your back from day one. Nigga, let's blow this bitch.
I mean it, dog. You ever need somebody off? Whose throat is it?
Well, if you ever kill that Kim, bitch, I'll show you where the ocean is.
Well, that's cool, and I appreciate the offer. But if I do decide to really murder my daughter's mama, I'ma sit her up in the front seat and put sunglasses on her. And cruise around with her for 7 hours to California and have her waving at me.
Hey.
Then drop her off on the corner at the police station and drive off honking the horn for her. Roll the door, get your arm gnawed off. Drop the sword off and beat you with the piece of a sword off. Fuck blood, I wanna see some lungs coughed up. Get shot up in the hot tub till the bubbles pop up. And they know the cough's not up. You get some hot water. That's for trying to talk like the chronic was lost product. That's for even thinking of having them thoughts thought up. You better show some respect whenever the doc's brought up. So what's the difference between us? We can start at the penis, or we can scream, I just don't give a fuck and see who means it.
What's the difference between me and you?